Hi, everyone. I'm joined by Mike Davis, the CEO of the USGA. And just a couple months ago, we announced some exciting news about the 2023 U.S. Women's Open going to Pebble Beach. And here today, we're to round out the next 5 years of championship play and share some exciting news about where we're going in 2022. Mike?
Well, Mike, it is exciting. And, you know, the announcement is that we're taking the 2022 Women's Open Championship to Pine Needles Lodge and Golf Club. And this is one, and Mike, you said it, this is the fourth time it will host the U.S. Women's Open. And there's just, you know, great championships are held at great venues. And this is indeed one of them. And another commonality about great golf courses that host championships is they seem to bring out the best in great play. And we had our first Women's Open there in 1996. Annika Sörenstam won. 2 years later in 2001, Kari Webb won. And then in 2007, we had Christy Kerr won. And if you think about the quality of those champions, it's amazing. But, you know, Pine Needles goes back to a time Donald Ross designed it. It opened in 1927. It's just down the road from Pinehurst No. 2 and those other wonderful courses at Pinehurst Country Club. And, you know, Pinehurst, the greater Pinehurst area, is really a wonderful golf mecca. You know, it really could stand up with just about any place in the world for just exciting golf. And, you know, the characteristics of Pine Needles in terms of a golf course, it sits on beautifully rolling land, and it's sand-based, which really always makes a golf course better because you get firm, fast conditions, and it really requires not only great execution, but great course management. So I think just to continue to take, you know, an important championship like the Women's Open and going to these just incredibly great venues is a great thing for not only that championship, but it's a great thing for women's golf.
Well, I have only wonderful memories of Pine Needles. You have to have a complete game. You know, you can't just get in there and think, oh, I'm driving it well, I can kind of get around, or, you know, my short game is good enough, so, you know, I will scrape it around. You know, I feel like you really have to be able to work the ball and have control of the ball, because it's just the variety of holes, whether it's long par threes or short par fives, you know, the support is always tremendous. We had so many people watching, and it's fun to play in front of a crowd that appreciates good golf. You know, it doesn't matter where you're from. They just like seeing good shots and seeing birdies. So, you know, the community itself gets together, and it's just it's kind of the home of golf.
And this will be the sixth USGA Championship playing at Pine Needles and fourth U.S. Women's Open, the most of all times. Mike, as you mentioned, the winners there, Annika, Kari Webb, Christy Kerr, the best players of their generation. Certainly very exciting to be bringing the Women's Open back to Pine Needles in 2022.